all, and that team's never going to be able to be on the field again. So it's just, you know, you have to do it again and remember that, hey, we want to win every single game. That's the goal. And, you know, the goal is to, right now, get better as we can. And then when the season starts, just focus on that first game.
How does the competition with CJ make you a better quarterback?
It's just good that, you know, we can talk about things, push each other to, you know, be better, be the best that we possibly can. And, you know, right now we're just trying to make the team better. That's the biggest thing, the most important thing on our minds.
Greg talked about red zone and spending a lot more time working on the red zone. How have you felt that's developed this spring?
We're spending a little bit more time down there. Somebody said it was an emphasis, so we're constantly talking about it. And, you know, we're trying to just get better at it. I mean, there's no way to get better at it without actually doing it and practicing with it. And, you know, we're coming along, and, I mean, we've still got work to do, but hopefully we can improve upon the numbers and all that good stuff.
As you broke down the games last year, I know you watched a lot of tape. What was missing in the red zone, do you think?
It could be any number of things. You know, the field gets a little bit shorter, makes it a little tougher. Defenses, you know, kind of buckle down a little bit. A lot of defenses kind of go into their red zone mentality at a certain yard line, or they just kind of do it randomly. And, you know, that comes down to really just executing and kind of having that can't say no mentality, just not letting them stop us when we get close to the end zone.
So it's as much execution as it is maybe changing the way you're attacking?
Yeah, I mean, fact is, we just didn't get it done. You know, there might be a multitude of reasons, and, you know, you could always sit here and say, oh, it was this, or this, but the fact is, we just didn't get in the end zone. We just need to keep working on it to be better at it.
What tempo do you like to play? I mean, is there a certain number of offensive snaps you'd like to get to every game? Or?
However many it takes to win. You know, honestly, if we have to run 40 plays and we can get a win with that, I'm fine with that. If we have to run 140 to get the win, I'm fine with that, too. And whatever tempo is best that keeps the defense off balance, I think, is the best for our team.
Coach Davis talked about the idea of, you know, trying to get more snaps, but how it's difficult when you're trying to get in different personnel groupings and also when he wants the quarterback to be able to get the right play in for the right defense. How quickly do you have to process all of that stuff when you're at the line of scrimmage? If coach is saying, let's go.
Well, you never want to run into a bad play. And sometimes you have to trade tempo for the best play call. And, you know, the way the plays get, you know, signaled into us, we kind of have an idea of what coach is thinking. Kind of have an idea of he's thinking, hey, get to the ball, get it snapped quick, or get to the ball, but, hey, still check it out, see exactly what the defense is doing.
Given the experience across the board offensively, has the playbook started to become a little bit more complex? And do you personally like that, knowing that, hey, you could get more creative with some of the plays you had before?
More complex, I don't know, I think but something that coach has said is we've added a little bit more. Mm-hmm. And I think that kind of helps, because then you can just pull a play here or pull a play there, and mm-hmm. once you kind of get good at it and start understanding it, we might not run it for a couple weeks, and then coach just says, hey, remember this, we did in spring, we did in fall camp, let's bring it back, it works well, or at least it should work well against the certain defense we're playing.
Do you feel the same mood when you guys are working out, watching film, lift the weight? You know, that urgency was the right word last year, but definitely chip on the shoulder, ticked off. Mm-hmm. You know, do you feel that same now, or is it more business-like?
It's business-like, but you still feel it. Yeah. And I think one of the important things is for us, the older guys, as leaders, we need to keep having that sense of urgency. I mean, the fact is, you can't ever get satisfied. Once you get satisfied, then, you know, someone knocks you down. And sometimes it takes someone to knock you down to get that sense of urgency back.